Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I've always wanted to be a liability. No, what is it?
bargaining chip.
I've never been a bargaining chip.
I've been a liability.
A disappointment.
An enigma. I believe enigma was also uttered.
Yo, what a good. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, y'all. Now, we don't need to explain this podcast, but we do for the listeners of the teaser. This is a film review podcast. Yes. We review the films of leading black actors or people of color,
mm-hmm.
and talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
There are three of us who do this podcast. The voice you're listening to now, that sounds like a man abducted.
Young too. Like they beamed his ass up.
Abducted.
They abducted. Beamed him up.
A man who is perfectly normal and not weird and not a clone in any way whatsoever. That is phrasing. The voice of Jonathan.
Wow, that's crazy how you phrase that. This is Gerard Milligan.
And this is James III.
That's not James III. Your voice is deeper than that, James. That's not
yes,
James.
Yes, it is. James. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Ugh. This is James
all right,
III.
All right, James. God dang it.
Listen, guys, we are reviewing the film Elio. This is a Pixar movie. The Pixar's latest film just came out. It is about a young boy who has always wanted to be abducted and finally gets his wish, and he has to navigate a crisis of intergalactic proportions while discovering who he is truly meant to be.
Yes.
This film currently has an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 91% popcorn meter.
That's better.
And, you know, just to, before we delve into, box office. Currently, I got to be honest with y'all. Not doing too hot at the box office.
They said it's a flop.
Maybe it's too early because, you know, we did say this with Elemental and eventually Elemental made its money back. But currently, the box office is only $34 million domestic, $14 million international for a worldwide total of $48 million.
That's crazy.
Damn.
We are reviewing it in its second weekend release. It only opened at $20.8 million. And apparently it cost $150 million to make.
Moondoggy.
So the fact that it's not doing, I think the reason they're already calling it a flop is like it's truly not doing well internationally. And like usually films like this, when they're not doing too hot domestically, they're kind of like, they do well internationally. And that's when like, it's like, wait a minute, this movie actually did pretty well. But I think it's not doing well internationally. And I'm not sure if it has the... I don't know if it's going to have the word of mouth kind of. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think people know this movie exists. I saw it had one of the worst.
That's the thing.
It had one of the worst Pixar openings ever. But also, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know this movie was coming out.
20 million. 20 million is so low.
I didn't know it was out until, like, I think someone told me in passing. Oh, no, it was you guys. It was when you guys mentioned it.
I think I didn't realize it was coming out until I had looked up what movies were coming out for our podcast, what ones that we might do. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait a minute, a Pixar movie? I've seen very little advertisement for this. I've seen posters, and that's one because I go to the movies quite frequently, and so now I see a lot of posters. But like, even in like ad, like I don't watch all of the trailers before a movie, but I watch a good amount. And to be fair, I've been watching a lot of rated R movies, so maybe they wouldn't put an Elio trailer there. But man, Pixar used to be like everybody sees a Pixar movie, mm-hmm. like it was a thing to see. And
yeah,
let's be honest about it, Pixar's been a little bit of a slump lately. You know, whether or not you like their movies or not. I understand Inside Out 2 made $1 billion. So maybe it seems silly to say that. But one, that's a sequel. Mm-hmm. And two, even though it made $1 billion.
Promotion was crazy. They promoted.
Didn't win the Oscar.
Right.
You know?
No, it didn't. And I remember thinking that Inside Out wasn't doing well. Because of the only word of mouth that I had heard was not positive.
Mm.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I think like review wise, it didn't do super hot. Now, box office wise, it did great. And, you know, for the most part, these like some of the Pixar movies that come out in the last 5 years, obviously were affected by the pandemic. You know, so it's hard to say like necessarily how well Onward would have done or Luca or Soul, you know, but what we can say yeah. is that it used to be like everyone was like, well, we got to see the Pixar movie. These movies are almost a shoo-in for best animated feature at the box, you know, and like, I don't think that's been true anymore. And mm-hmm. I personally have not loved several of them, like Lightyear, for instance.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I even forget is a Pixar movie at times, was like, you know, and yeah. Onward was like, meh.
I didn't see it and still don't have an, like, yeah. I just don't have an interest in that.
I saw it on Disney Plus. Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that one.
Turning Red, which we reviewed and we liked, but I feel like that was not talked about very much. I liked it too, but
yeah,
I liked Turning Red.
And then Elemental, I fully hated.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is like I've already said this, that my like family back home, right, the kids all like loved it.
Yeah.
But then also somebody was talking about Elio and how it's not tracking to make its money, but that it's like it's a good, not only is it a good movie, but like it's up there with some of the recent Pixar movies. But admitting that they liked Elemental more. And I was like, okay, all right. So people, you know, people are still rocking with these
wow.
movies, even though they aren't quite packing the same punch that they used to.
I blame Disney. Like I think about like Bray just mentioned Turning Red, which came out on Disney Plus. I think Disney, when they got Disney Plus, they boosted Marvel's production, they boosted Star Wars' production, and they boosted Pixar's. And like, for some reason, a lot of those Pixar movies came out on Disney Plus, even though other movies were coming out in theaters. So I feel like that alone tainted the yeah. brand of like, why would I go out and see a Pixar movie when I can see it at home? My kids see it at home. The movies that kids see now, what sucks about this so much is I was listening to The Town and they were talking about the boom of kids' movies. Like kids' movies are the ones that are breaking $1 billion. And this one could have done it, but no one knew. I think it's so hard because when we talk about this movie, I think there are certain reasons why they did not promote it.
Yeah. And you know, I will say, usually one of the reasons they decide to allocate more or less money to the, you know, advertisement of a movie is like their internal tracking and like what they think is going to do. And that's based off of a lot of different mm-hmm. things, but previews and things like that, or like, you know, test audiences or stuff like that. And then also whatever their algorithms are and what their people think. But I think they they felt like this movie wasn't tracking really well. And they were like, you know what? We're just not going to, we'd rather just kind of cut our losses. Or maybe they thought this movie would be so good that they didn't have to push it that much. And like, it could get some word of mouth because it's still Pixar. And that usually comes with something because, yeah, I don't know. Like Inside Out 2 didn't make $1 billion. So like, clearly they can do it, right? Mm-hmm.
But it's like, but I saw more stuff about Inside Out 2 than I did about this. And like, you know, watching this was one of the, is I think maybe the first time I watched it and the internal tracking cut our losses side of not promoting a movie became clear in a way that I don't think it ever has. Not that I think that this movie would not do well, but I was watching it going, oh, right. They didn't believe, like, they didn't believe in this movie and therefore only allocated whatever. And they're like, fine for it to not make, and especially because of the, like, you know, it would need to make double its budget in order to even, in order to break even, you know, it's like, wow. it's just crazy. It's crazy to think that something can be as expensive as it is and they can think, nope, like going to pay the extra. Like, it's just so crazy to me.
Yeah, it's unfortunate this is happening to this movie, especially because this movie does have, you know, POC leads, and it's just unfortunate. I hope people turn around and go see it because like Bray said, people ended up watching Elemental. Elemental ended up making like a profit. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't huge.
And this will do well at home, I think. I think it'll do well at home. One of those factors outside of like the racial climate of today that I feel like potentially hurt it is the like very big statement they make about space garbage. But like a huge statement about space garbage and I don't know what funding and stuff Disney has from these companies that contribute to that, but I think it's a bigger deal than that, right? I really do. I really think that like because of where shadow money goes and is going, you know, I'm going to sound crazy, but like the way that like the people with money spend their money, it's like, well, we got to make sure.
What about,
we don't.
I mean, Wally made statements about.
Yeah, but how many years ago was it? It's just that things are.
Oh, you
the way that we're releasing things is evolving. It's evolving the way that movies affecting people's pockets and how we see them is just getting, it's the censorship is higher now. It just is higher now, you know? And so I don't know. that really stuck out to me.
Interesting.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.